Chapter 3, Making and Breaking an Abuser. In a surge of anger, I hid my face from you for a moment, but with everlasting kindness, I will have compassion on you, says the Lord your Redeemer. Isaiah 54:8. Generational effects of my abortions. I had no idea how my abortions would affect my parenting. When I planned to get pregnant, I thought things would be as they were with my mother and father, who were healthy emotionally and practiced excellent parenting skills. However, the trauma I experienced while I was pregnant with this, quote, wanted child, as I learned about fetal development and then about abortion procedures, colored my entire view of not only my role as a mother, but also of my child after he was born. Of course, I had to go into deep denial of my disillusionment to avoid taking my own life at that point. Then, after my beautiful son Micah was born, and the nightmares and audible hallucinations of him crying continued night after night, how could I possibly mother this baby in a healthy way? Somewhere deep in my mind, I think I reasoned that it wasn't fair that this child lived while my other children did not. My anger and rage at myself and the mess I'd made of my life were beyond my control. I wasn't overtly abusive, but sometimes rough in my handling of Micah. I yelled a lot and often fought to control a rage boiling under the surface. I went through the motions of being a good mother, following the example of my own mother. Thank God for her. I truly loved my little boy and spent many wonderful times with him, playing with and reading to him. A close friend who knew me during this time remembers me as being a very good mom, but she remembers Micah as often having a worried expression. Even Micah, who is now a father himself, can't remember me ever being abusive to him as a child. Nevertheless, I remember I was plagued with an almost constant, unrecognizable weight of conflicted emotions in those first 3 years of his life. I never saw him as the small child he was. In my distorted thinking, I always saw him as much older. I expected things of him that healthy mothers would never expect of such a small child. God gifted me with a son born with the most loving and engaging spirit. Micah was practically born with a smile. He smiled when he woke up, often throughout the day and as I put him to bed at night. He also received his language skills extremely early, saying his first grammatically correct 7-word sentence before the age of 1. I could converse with him on a much higher level than is possible with most young children. It was almost as bizarre as the conversation Balaam had with his donkey. God knew that in my inability to see my damaging mindset and behavior, I needed a baby boy who could carry on understandable conversations. His intelligent and creative mind kept him occupied when I was neglectful. If it had not been for the healing I sought and found for my abortion trauma, I cannot imagine what it would have been like for my precious boy as he continued to grow. My abuse and neglect of him, as well as my rage, would have become obvious at some point and continued throughout his childhood, making him much more likely to pass that abuse down to his children. Oh, the grace of God upon my life, Micah's life, and that of his children and the following generations because of the healing I experienced before he turned 4. Since a child who is abused is much more likely to abuse their own children, I not only halted what I was doing to my son, but also what he would likely do to his children if it was never addressed. I'm additionally grateful to my loving parents who taught me so well how to be a parent. At least I was able to demonstrate love to him, even during my turmoil. After experiencing significant healing through an abortion recovery Bible study, I was able to finally bond with my son. I'll never forget the day when I was overcome by the sorrow of what my unhealthy behavior caused him. He was about 3.5 years old and playing in our living room. I sat down next to him and had a conversation that went something like this. Me. Micah, there have been many times Mommy has been very angry, and sometimes at you. I just want you to know that this was Mommy's fault and never your fault. You have never been to blame for my anger. I'm so, so sorry for hurting your feelings and scaring you many times. I love you more than anything and want you to know that I'm so thankful that God gave you to me as my son. Will you please forgive me for how I have treated you in the past? Micah, as he stood up and opened his arms wide to give me a huge hug. I forgive you, Mommy. The guilt I had because of my anger dissolved in his embrace and forgiveness of me. Then he went back to playing and being his normal, wonderful self, having no idea of the power of that exchange in my life. Shortly before that time, his beautiful sister Danielle was born. The way I saw her from the beginning and my feelings about life in general were so dramatically different from my feelings after Micah was born. I stood over her crib just waiting for her to wake up so we could play and enjoy the day. This is what healing looks like in this one area of my life. This is what stopping generational abuse looks like.